Hello, my name is Douglas Rayside. I am a woodwork teacher in Harmanstown, Newdreech. I'm involved in teaching the students both a practical subject and also covering the academic and doing teaching level 3 and level 4 QQI.
As you are a teacher in Newdreech, how important do you think student-teacher relationships are?
Teacher-student relationships are a priority really in Newdreech, because the students, if the students don't have a relationship with you, it is very difficult to actually get any of the information across, or very hard for or difficult to actually get anything done during the class. If you have a good relationship with the students, they're more likely to cooperate and work along with you in both practical and theory. So a relationship is very important.
How do you ensure that trust is built up between yourself and the students?
Well, I treat the students as fairly as I possibly can. So I'm very honest with them, and I show them the work that they will have to do, and I show them that there is a certain amount of paperwork that has to be done, and tell them that for the large practical, for the long practical class, that there will be the first half an hour of paperwork and then followed by practical. Trust. I do tell them that they can tell me things, but I also tell them that if there's anything that they tell me that either will harm themselves or harm someone else, that I do actually have to report it. Well, that's it really.
What teaching methodologies do you feel work best when engaging students in a class?
Okay, because I generally teach a practical class, I generally have examples of the project, the finished project that they've actually to make. I've also got the beginning stages, which is the marking out stages of the project, and I also have the middle. And then what I actually do is I get a piece of wood, it's because I'm a woodwork teacher, deal with wood, and I show them how to mark out the wood, and then I show them actually how to actually use the tools in the safely in the class.
When it comes to managing behavior, are there any particular actions you take that you feel are beneficial?
Yeah, with the students, I tell them, even though I mightn't raise my voice or stuff like that, that if they're misbehaving in class, I do take note of their misbehaviour, and that it will be reported. And if their behaviour is too bad, that it could end up being suspended or expelled, depending on what behaviour they have. And it will have consequences to whatever they do in class. Also, good behaviour is rewarded, so as well. So yeah.
What made you choose a career in Newdreech?
I didn't choose a career in Newdreech. Newdreech chose me. I started off as a secondary school teacher, I had a break for a few years, and then I came back and an opportunity came up in Newdreech, and I actually like the students and I like the smaller numbers. You get to know the students, you have a better relationship with the students. You also get to spend a little bit of time, if one of them is actually finding it difficult, you can actually spend a little bit of time, whereas with second level students with such big classes, it's very difficult to actually give one-to-one help. Whereas when you have smaller classes, it's much easier to do so.
Is there anything you find challenging about the job?
Yeah, there's challenges all the time. You can have students who have behavioural problems, or some that may have ADHD, or some of them might have a very low attention span, so you've to judge between giving them a project that they can actually succeed in doing within a short space of time, because usually they want the project to be done now and they want it to be finished now. So you have to judge their skill and have something that they can actually walk out after a few classes, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you love most about working in this environment and with adolescents?
It's good fun. There's good fun, really. The students are actually teaching me, because they're in the world of teenagers, so they're actually teaching me as well as me teaching them. So it's a double thing, really. It's a double form of communication. They're communicating to me, I'm communicating to them. Also, the fact that I have a practical subject is very handy, so it's a very hands-on subject. Yeah. They see a tangible thing that they've actually created themselves. They have a sense of pride. Also, they get the chance to play their music, so they have a nice environment that they will be familiar with. So they're relaxed.
Yeah.
And I find it very enjoyable working with adolescents.
What tips can you give me to prepare for working life as an educator?
Calm is important.
Okay.
Your preparation is very important. If you're not prepared, you're going to be on the back foot and you're going to be in trouble. You have to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. If you're working with an overhead and the overhead fails, you have to have handouts. If the handouts fail, you have to have something else to actually back up your lessons in some way. So you have to be prepared. Preparation is probably the most important. A bit of fun, I think, is very important. I know an awful lot of principals of schools would probably not agree, but I think fun is very important, and it's a good form of communication, especially with students who are very pressured and in a pressurised world, to see that you're happy, and hopefully that a bit of your enthusiasm bounces off on them. So fun is important. Honesty is important. Being a good example, you know, don't be a hypocrite, is important. So if you say, you know, don't be spitting on the ground, and you're spitting on the ground, it's a bad example. So you've been two-faced, and it's not good. So if you're going to say something, you should do it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and being honest and being upfront about things. But also, it's very important to let them know that you are the teacher. You're not their buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You're still their teacher.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can be sort of friendly with them, but you're their teacher, and you're in charge of education.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is that they move forward. And if it's going into the work environment, that you're preparing them for the work environment, so to be on time, to be courteous, and to have basic human values. So. Yeah, okay, I think that's it.
Okay, thank you for your time.
No problem.